Okay.
All right, let it sink in. Feel the music wash over you as it signifies the start of a new day. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sandy Show, wherever you are. However you are listening, from sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. We'll keep you company today. Just stick with us. A friend of mine used to say, stick with me, I'll make you an all-star. So I'll tell you guys that. Stick with us, we'll make you all-stars. My name is Sandy. This is my wife. Her name is Trisha.
Hi, friends.
And away we go. Spring break for a lot of people wrapping up. Like the last week of it. Spring break across the country is different everywhere.
Right. Earlier in some states, later
in other states. And boy, I tell you, I don't know if it was just the way I grew up, but I do not recall ever going on a spring break trip or my friends going on spring break trips. We took spring break as an opportunity to work more hours somewhere. You had a job, signed up, get more hours, get more money.
Right. Or when you were little, I just went to my after school care all day instead of just after school. There's right? Not much difference.
Yeah, just hung out with Ma, right?
I did have a lot of spring breaks at my grandparents' ranch. I would just go live there for the week, which
that's pretty nice.
Was the best. So
Swim the whole time,
ride horses, play on the tennis court, the basketball court. I didn't care. By myself, out there trying to get that horse Chief to love me when he wouldn't. My grandparents had a horse named Chief who I loved him so hard. He hated me, tried to kick me and bite me all the time. I did not get the message. I had no chill when it came to Chief.
Even your grandmother tried to tell you, Chief doesn't
like
you.
She's like, stay away from that horse. He does not like you, baby. I'm like, I don't accept that.
Well, we're glad you guys are with us today. Find us on social media at The Sandy Show Official on Instagram. Facebook is at The Sandy Show Radio. Coming up, we're going to play the song quiz today, Trisha.
Okay.
Also, we've got another thing to add to the list of things people are now wanting to do naked.
This is getting out of control.
It really is. And Trisha's got the story we love coming up on 103.1, Austin's 80s station, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Sandy Show, and we are thrilled to collaborate with our bank. Easily open an account online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Forever, I've made fun of Trisha's taste in music, which is very well warranted.
No.
And I've also made fun in her choices of movies. And one of the movies that it always comes back to when you really don't need to know anything more about Trisha is to know one of her favorite movies of all time.
From when I was a little Trisha.
Yeah. It was a box office flop.
No, it was not. Again, another example of you not knowing what you're talking about.
It was a bad movie. It was Robin Williams, who I loved, Popeye.
The Popeye movie from 1980 with Robin Williams. And let me correct you a little.
A true classic, huh?
At the time, it was considered a flop, but it has now become a cult classic. It was made on a budget of $20 million, and it brought in, I think, $60 million. So I'm going to call that a success.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you know that that is one of my all-time favorite movies. I bet you my friend Lisa Beebe and I watched it 8,000 times. If you don't remember, here's Bluto singing our favorite song from the movie.
I mean, you know what I mean.
He's mean,
you know what I say.
He says he's mean,
you know what I mean.
He's mean.
Mean, you know what I mean.
He's mean.
Really tough.
I'm meaner than...
Huh? Very thoughtful.
Mean what I say.
Listen, he says,
I'm so mean, I had a dream of beating myself up. Broke my nose, I broke my hand, I wrestled myself to the ground, and then I choked myself to death. And
y'all clearly get the idea of how great it was.
Yeah, that's high quality stuff there.
I'm telling you, it is such a
good
movie.
Why are we talking about it?
Because they're remaking it. They're doing a live action new version of Popeye. It's in development. It's been 44 years since Robin Williams did it. I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want to step into Robin Williams' shoes.
Yeah.
To try and redo that
on anything, even a bad movie.
Right, on anything. But they're doing a new live action Popeye movie, and that just made my day. I'm super excited about it.
Did I ever tell you the story of me doing the voiceover for Popeye's Chicken
And for what Popeye's chicken, no.
Okay, this is a long, long time ago. This was probably in the early, mid-90s, okay? And I did the voiceover for Popeye. I got hired to do the voiceover for Popeye's chicken.
Okay.
And it was a regional thing all throughout the Midwest, and it was really good pay. I mean, this was back, I was making no money back then.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I mean, I was making more, I was making five times more doing that than I was doing the radio stuff.
Wow.
And I got fired. Because
from Popeye's?
Because I couldn't say Popeye's. I kept saying Popeye's. And they go, it's not Popeye's, it's Popeye's. And finally I sent them one Popeye's too many. And they said, you're done. We need someone that can say Popeye's.
What's wrong with this guy?
I kept reading the commercials as Popeye's. I don't know what was wrong with me, and I blew it.
I don't know what was wrong with me.
I got one check out of the whole thing, and they didn't even air the commercials, the agency out of Minneapolis that was doing it.
Well, if they had had a chicken place called Popeye's, then you would have been golden.
I would have been their guy, right? But every time I drive by a Popeye's,
you're mad.
I'm mad. I could still be getting checks for that.
It's like an episode from Friends when Joey was supposed to say soup and he kept saying noodle soup.
Exactly.
And he couldn't not say the word noodle.
Exact same thing. Exactly the same.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I drive by a Popeye's right now. Delicious chicken. I love it.
I'll never call it anything but Popeye's ever again.
That's another entry into my diary. Huge opportunity squandered.
That you completely screwed up.
Yeah, I'll be putting that into my perpetual disappointments diary today. Stick around. We got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. But before we get to that, I'm sorry. Earlier, just a little bit ago, I failed to ask you what the first thing is that made you laugh today.
I worked very hard curating just the right funny thing to open the show,
curating.
And you forgot me.
Stop it.
Here it is. You ready?
Yes.
Did you know alligators can live up to 70 years, which is why there is an increased chance that they will see you later.
Alligator. Oh,
see you later.
I see what you did there. That's actually pretty smart.
What do you mean?
That's clever.
The way
that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Unwashed out there going, huh? What's going on?
The stories we love.
Oh, hold on. You messed me up. Let me get my tab open with my story, Sandy.
I'll cover for you.
Please.
Hey, thanks to everyone that popped in last night into our Facebook Live. It was a lot of fun. We're going to do it again on Tuesday, every Tuesday, Thursday at 7 o'clock. So just come in, say hi. And here's what I can promise you. It will get better and better. The more that I do it, the better I will get at it. That's just the way that I have to learn by doing.
You mean like the technical aspect of it?
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just learning as we go. So thanks again to everyone that came in last night. We'll do it again on Tuesday.
All right, I'm ready for my story now. Hey, can you do my music again so it feels official?
Yeah, of course. Hang on.
The stories we love.
All right, everybody heard about Garth's new bar, Friends in Low Places in Nashville. He spent a lot of time working on it, opened in Nashville about a month ago. According to early reviews, some people think it kind of sucks.
Really?
I'm surprised. I feel like all things Garth are great. Few of the complaints were that it was too expensive. I mean, welcome to everything right now being too expensive. The food wasn't great, and it didn't feel like a country bar. Some lady mentioned that paying $37 for two drinks was not cool. One guy said, this is certainly no honky-tonk bar. Looks like a club in New York City.
Really?
Another person put up a review defending the bar, saying Nashville is all kinds of music. It's a music city, not just a country music city.
True.
But we are at a Friends in Low Places bar. So I don't know. Oh, another lady was mad that they were playing Apple Bottom Jeans. It's Flo Rida song.
Oh.
In a Garth Brooks bar.
Here, you know, also, it could be, you know, I was just in Nashville a few weeks ago, and what I heard from the people that live there or go there a lot is that every single country music performer in the world has their own bar.
Has a bar there, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so maybe Garth's timing's just bad.
Yeah, maybe that's not what we needed, a Friends in Low Places bar.
Right. Apparently Jason Aldean's is really cool.
Really?
Really, really cool. But
yeah.
I don't know.
The other thing is, only been open for a few weeks.
They're working out the bugs.
Out the kinks and stuff like that.
Is there a cry room?
No, but since it belongs to Garth, there should be.
There should
be. You know,
be.
Sandy and I comment all the time on, man, Garth is a crier. Mm-hmm. And no shame to the man. If he's got to cry, let it out. But he did a two-night documentary special.
Yeah.
I think half of it could have been one night if you cut out the crying scenes.
There's a lot of crying.
He cried a lot.
You know, in that bar and restaurant, the very top floor, the third floor of it is a full-on Trisha Yearwood studio that she can shoot her kitchen. That shoot her,
really?
Her cooking show in.
That's cool. I have watched her cooking show. It's good.
Yeah.
She's fun.
You love a cooking show.
Do you love a cooking show for anything. Somebody who can't cook a thing? I love to watch other people do it.
That's the story we love. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. We've got more coming up. This is our redemption effort right now. We're going to try
an effort to
wash away the loss last week in song quiz when we did it to... The theme was classic country music, which we should be pretty good at, right?
Yeah, we should. We should.
And we lost to Irving in New Jersey.
Irving in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Irving kicked our butts.
He was sitting there in his white t-shirt, smoking his cigar, and he beat us. So let's see
just
if we
just got home from the tanning bed.
See if we can make a... He has to have a gold chain on, probably.
Right.
Let's see if we can make a comeback and play Song Quiz. This is a game that you play on your Alexa smart speaker. Let's do it. We call ours Echo. I don't want to screw anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, Echo, play Song Quiz.
Welcome back to Song Quiz. Choose a music genre.
Classic country.
Your opponent is Janet from Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Question
again.
One
again.
For 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
I'll always love you, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, I will always love you.
Heavens to Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
You got the full 20
Heavens
points.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Janet answered correctly. You're tied at 20 points.
All right.
Question 2 of 5 for 10 points. After the music stops, name the song title and artist.
That east is east and
Don
west
Williams.
Is west.
I believe
and
in love.
Being first is always best, but I believe.
Don Williams, I believe in love.
Aren't you precious?
Yes, yep. I am. Yes, I am. Thank you.
You got the full 20 points.
Uh-huh.
Janet answered correctly.
Oh, Janet.
You and Janet are tied with 40 points.
Putting on the pressure.
Question 3 for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Same as my daddy's daddy blue.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea.
Steve Earle.
You got the artist for 10 points.
10.
The title was Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road.
Janet answered correctly.
Oh!
You and Janet are tied with 50 points.
Okay.
She did
Question 4 for 20 points.
I miss you, and I'm so sorry did you wrong.
Did you wrong?
Who is the song was Hello Darlin' by Conway.
Conway Twitty, we
Janet
just talked
answered
about
correctly.
Him.
Oh,
your Harold score
Jenkins.
Is 50 and Janet's score is 70.
Janet
it's time for the song
70.
Quiz bonus round. Question 5 for 40 points.
You still drift the canyon, make folks cry when you play and sing.
Hank Williams Jr. No?
The song was The Ride by David Allen.
Oh.
Janet answered correctly.
Oh,
his score is 50 and Janet's score is 120.
Oh.
Janet won. Bummer.
Janet in Edinburgh kicked our butts. I knew it was Conway Twitty.
You did? Why didn't you say it?
Because I couldn't think. My brain didn't think of it until after. After I got the bomb bomb.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, Sandy. You know what? We got to keep doing classic country until we win.
That's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan.
This is nonsense. Oh, my God. I hope my uncles aren't listening. Oh, man.
Me too. Stick around. We got drama at our house with our teenager learning to drive. We'll tell you all about it coming up. It's the Sandy Show, and we are thrilled to collaborate with our bank. Easily open an account online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. It's kind of funny that this story popped up in the news because it's very, very relevant to our life today. We have a 14-year-old daughter, Trisha and I do. Her nickname is The Fuzz. And when you're 14, she's almost 15, get your learner's permit, learn how to drive, and then 16, you get your driver's license. So it's all a big chat of how you go about learning to drive.
Mm-hmm. So here is a story that caught my eye. Ohio is trying to make it so that kids don't need certified driving instructors to learn how to drive. Instead, the course, and I'm using quotey fingers, can be taught by any adult using an app. I think that's insanity.
Well, that's how it was when I was a kid. And I mean, there was no app, but you could learn, you learned from your parents, and then you went and took the written test and the driving test. And if you passed, you got your driver's license.
That is not how I grew up. I had to go to driver's ed, to a driving school, certain number of days after a week after school for an hour or so. And they had an instructor. It was like a classroom setting. And he taught you all this stuff, and you took daily tests, passing the information that you just learned. At that point, if you passed all of it, then you got your driver's permit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to come back and do X number of hours in a car with a driving instructor, like the guy sitting in the passenger seat who also had.
So because you did it that way, that's the right way?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't understand how you learn how to drive a car that weighs thousands of pounds by just a random person or online,
I don't get the online
paper courses.
I don't get the online. You got to actually drive the car. But here's what I told our daughter about driver's ed. You got to go to driver's ed. And she goes, why? I could do it all online. Okay, typical 14-year-old response. But then I told her, I said, look, you got to learn how to actually drive the car. And there's certain things that parents shouldn't teach their kids.
Oh, yeah.
There's like I said, she goes, what do you mean? I go, it could just be turned into fights. We did it. It's like the same reason I would never teach you how to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just certain things that other people need to teach you how to do.
The fact that she's real into like PT with her ROTC club right now.
That's physical training.
Physical training. And I worked out with a trainer for a very long time. And I noticed sometimes when her form's not right, and if you don't do your form correctly, you will get hurt. Oh my God, I don't know anything. I can't tell her anything. We still fight about her brushing her teeth. You know what I mean? Like, I am not the one to teach her to drive. You are not the one to teach her to drive. It definitely needs to come from someone else. But again, I just think that it has to be somebody who's certified. I think I know all the rules. I don't know all the rules.
True. Most of them.
And incorrect. I know when I can and can't ignore them. There's a difference. But the other thing too is you have to, one of her friends is doing it with her mom, and it's like 30 hours. The parents have to commit to 30 hours in the car of driving instruction with the child.
Oh, no, thank you.
You know that there is not a parent who is actually logging 30 hours in the car with their kid.
There's probably an app or something that tracks them to make sure they do it.
I don't know. I just think that you got to go and get in a car and drive around with somebody who's teaching you, and you got to feel it and know how to do it. You don't just theoretically learn how to drive a car.
Right. That's just why she gets her permit. Then we'll talk to her while she's driving. You know what I mean? And learn things that way. But I don't know. You're probably right. Getting someone that actually teaches the class for a living is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And to get to ride in that car where the brake and the driver's steering wheel is on the passenger side too.
I used to know a guy, remember when you had to take defensive driving?
Yeah.
If you got a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he used to teach the class, but for a few bucks, he'd just give you the certificate.
Oh, you can't do that. You can take defensive driving at home online now.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Mm.
Well, we'll see how this all works out. Don't forget to follow us on social media. It's at The Sandy Show Official on Instagram. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station. I'm just going to say this is really starting to get weird. Weird is the word. There is a new... It's like we're going back in time to the 60s when everybody wanted to be straight and be naked.
I guess so, yeah.
Now it's more organized naked.
Right, it's specific naked activities.
Story after story after story that comes out that says people want to do certain activities and they want to do it naked.
Yep.
The first one that we talked about was the naked cruise.
The naked cruise, 2,000 people on a cruise ship all naked, but they got the 30-minute notice before they got into port to get their clothes on. And then they had to wait 30 minutes once they left port to take their clothes off again.
Then there was the woman in Idaho with the naked yoga.
Naked yoga.
Then in Pittsburgh, they've got a naked bowling league.
Yeah.
And now there's another naked thing.
Yeah. This is just a couple, but they're trying to make this a thing. A couple in Brazil, they want to work out naked together. They are so reserved or committed to this that they've reserved their gyms early in the morning or late at night to just be them. And they are allowed to work out absolutely naked. And they do everything. They do arms. They run.
Oh my gosh.
There's a girl running on the treadmill, naked. I guess a guy too.
Yeah.
They say that exercising naked burns more calories. Nonsense.
Oh, they're out of their minds. Nonsense. They're pervs. They're perverts.
They're trying to be dirty is what I think they're trying to do.
Okay, so of all these different things, we've talked about the cruise, the yoga, the bowling, and now the working out. Yeah. Was there one more naked thing?
Nope, that's
all I got. If you were forced to do one of them, which naked thing would you do?
You know what?
Yoga.
It's not yoga. I was just about to say, because you got to put your knees up to like your chin a lot. You're doing a lot of bending. I'm not doing yoga. I mean, bowling, not working out.
Nope,
I can't run with the ladies freewheeling it out there. Cruise or bowling? I think I'm going to say cruise.
Cruise. Ugh. See, I think. Mm-mm.
What? Why? Because you can just walk around and be still on the cruise. You're not bending and stretching.
But what about when you
running.
Go eat?
That's true.
Naked eaters. I don't want
naked eaters is real gross. Naked people going through the buffet line.
Yeah. No.
Oh my God, is it bowling? But I don't want to be naked wearing bowling shoes.
You look real funny.
You look so dumb. That's so not a great look.
Oh, Trisha, your ego. I'm telling you.
Which one would you pick?
It'd be the bowling, and you'd look funny in your bowling shoes naked. That's all you got. Your bowling shoes and your wrist guard. That's your bionic elbow. That's all you've got when you're out there bowling. You make us. You go out there and you bowl and you watch the pins hit, and then you turn around. Hello.
I know. You're in front of everyone.
Yeah. Well, look at there. Strike.
Very limited number of things I am interested in doing naked. None of them are on this list.
And the seats at a bowling alley are never comfy. You'd stick to them.
Too much naked.
When the ball comes back and it hits the other ball, and things can get dangerous.
You better be eagle-eyed, on high alert at all times.
You better be careful with that. I just recommend doing activities, anything outside of watching television or taking a shower. Just put some clothes on.
Just put them on.
Some of you guys.
Pair of shorts.
Know. Yeah, pair of shorts.
Just pair of shorts.
Not asking too much. Trisha's got the story we love coming up for us next. What do you have?
All right. We are going to talk about a course that's being offered at a college. Wait till you hear the subject of the course. It's really weird and surprising.
All right. Stay with us. We've got it coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. What do you got?
All right. We're going to talk about, you know how some colleges offer classes on Taylor Swift and Beyonce?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear what a college is offering.
I know this story, and I've got a sample of some of his work.
It's so random.
It is. By the way, the United States, according to a new Gallup poll, is number 23 on the world's happiest report. Number one, Finland, Denmark, and Iceland is number 3 for happy people.
All right.
I don't want to live in a place where everyone's happy. I like misery.
The stories we love.
All right. So again, college is offering Taylor Swift classes. I get that. Beyonce classes. I get that. Would you sign up for a course on Weird Al Yankovic?
To hear such masterpieces like this? Weird Al.
Weird Al. I feel like the one I remember the most was one that he did on Beat It.
Eat It.
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
I know. I don't know why. Vermont State University is a college that's offering this course, and the professor says Al Yankovic's, first of all, his name is Weird Al Yankovic. You don't just call him Al Yankovic.
Right. Yeah.
His work is not just about the parodies. It's also about his tribute songs, where it's actually an original work by Al Yankovic, but he's paying tribute to another artist. Well, you're blowing them up a little bit, Professor. The course is going to analyze what makes a good parody, how to pay tribute to another artist, Al's lyricism, and the context of the world when the songs were written.
So I worked with a guy once, and for a short amount of time, and I was getting to know him. I was like, "So, who's your favorite band?" And he's like, "Weird Al." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic is a genius." And I was like, did you say Weird Al? is your favorite band of all time? And he said, yes, my favorite band. He goes, I've seen him like a dozen times. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, do you know how insulting that is to every other musician right. in the world?
I feel like even Weird Al would be like, you guys, yeah, right. I just make up funny words to go in these songs. Now I feel like even he would think it's overblown.
I don't think my reaction was quite as profound or shocked as when another acquaintance of mine told me his favorite band of all time was Aerosmith. Whoa.
Still a better answer than Weird Al.
All right. So classic. So you're going to send your children off to the University of Vermont and you're going to pay good money to go learn about a guy that just copies other people's songs and changes the words.
Right. That's what I was going to say. What parent is going to be like, yep, do that.
No.
Do that.
You are not taking the Weird Al class.
Absolutely not. Take the Taylor Swift class. Yes.
Correct.
Take the Beyonce class.
Got a John Lennon class?
Absolutely, take
that class.
Yeah.
If they offer a Mike Reno class, don't take that one.
Jeff Bezos class, take that
one. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Reno was the lead singer of Loverboy.
No, okay. That's why I said that. All right. You're the only one who got that joke.
Well, you might be surprised. There's some Loverboy fans out there.
Loverboy.
What movie was that? Hey, Loverboy.
That was Dirty Dancing. It all goes back to Dirty Dancing.
It sure does.
Uh-huh.
That's the story we love. She's Tristan. All right, we got our Friday tradition of Tom Jones coming up in just a second, but some stuff that's happening in Austin tonight at the Paramount and Stateside Theater. You know who's there?
Who?
David Spade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like David Spade. Funny story about David Spade, too. I wasn't there. I missed it. This happened on the same trip. JB and I were in L.A. once, and he and our producer, Alex, I went one direction. They went the other direction. At breakfast time, and they ran into Muhammad Ali at Starbucks.
Oh, at Starbucks.
Yep.
Wow.
He was just, it clearly lived in the neighborhood because no one bothered him and knew who he was. And they were like, yeah, we were literally at the door of Starbucks, and coming the other direction, 5 feet in front of us was the champ.
Yeah.
And
I was like,
you got to be kidding me. And they opened up, I go, what'd you do? And JB said, I just opened the door and said, hey, champ. And he was like, hey. And then he went in, everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
The other one was, I think on that same day, in Los Angeles, those two went to lunch somewhere to some deli, and I went somewhere else. I can't remember what.
Why are you ditching them every time?
I had a meeting for one of them. Anyway, they got there, and as they were walking in, David Spade was walking out. And so they go up to the counter, and they're talking, and they ask the guy, was that David Spade? And the guy was Middle Eastern something. I don't remember. He goes, yes, this is David Spade. And it's a David Spade. And they're like, really? And he goes, yes, it's David Spade. He's come here all the time. And it just, that became a thing. It's a David Spade.
It's a David Spade.
It's a David Spade. And so David Spade, it's a David Spade. And tonight is at the Paramount Theater. Out at the Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR is at the Circuit of the Americas.
Really?
It's the first road race, and it is called... Well, I got to put my glasses on.
Oh, sorry. I saw you do that.
The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Buggity, buggity, buggy. Huge. Let's go racing. You ever heard that guy say that?
Yes, I have. I recognize. I don't know who it is that says it, but I've heard it.
One of NASCAR fans. We should talk to Rodney from Revved Up Sports. I think it's Darrell Waltrip that says that. Buggity, buggity, buggity. Let's go racing. All right.
That's just a
hey, I just thing. Know. I just think the guys on the NASCAR circuit are like, thank God I'm just not turning left.
Right.
The whole time.
Left. All the time left. That's got to get boring. I don't care how fast you're going.
Right. So, and next month, believe the 12th, MotoGP is out at the Circuit of the Americas.
Didn't you take our daughter out there?
I did.
Y'all had to wear headphones. It was real loud.
It was loud, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Very cool.
Put on a hell of a show. You ready to do this thing? Our Friday tradition. You going to sing along and dance? You stretched out?
Of course I am.
All right. You're well prepared. Here we go. If I was like a rich Saudi prince or something... I'd pay him $10 million to sing that song at my, at my birthday party.
At your birthday party?
Yeah. Well, but you got to bring the ladies with you.
The girls have to come. Here's what I'm going to let you know. Tom Jones is 83, and he has a full tour scheduled this year. He is all over the place.
For real?
Yes. All over the place. Australia. He's in tomorrow night. You can see him if you're in Australia. He goes to Chile, Brazil, Mexico, United Kingdom.
Wow. I wonder what kind of crowds Tom gets.
I want to know if he still sings this song.
Oh, he's got to. He's got to
sing this song. Yeah. Does he still wear fishnet shirts at 83?
It's Tom Jones, man.
I mean, yeah, I feel like
whatever he wants. It's Tom Jones.
He's 83 and
I bet he's changed his approach and his attitude on what britches to wear, though.
I bet he hadn't.
At that age.
Come on. If I were that age, I'd make him tighter.
Stick around. We've got more coming up. On 103.1, Austin's 80s station, ask your smart speaker to play us. Just say, play 103.1, Austin's 80s station on iHeartRadio. Trisha, I need you to help me with something. I need you to help me to remember to have Stephen Presley on the show more often. I'm thinking like once a week. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I love his stuff.
Stephen's our guy for the movies. He's got a great Instagram account. It is at ThunderPopTV. Does really, really creative, clever stuff and is in the know with all things, especially in the Marvel universe, in that world, but also really just entertainment in general. Mm-hmm. We like to talk to him about some movies and stuff that's going on in the big buzz. By the way, hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. And what an introduction. Man, thanks.
Well, we appreciate you taking your time. And the kind of the big buzz this week was the new James Bond being announced. This has been going on for a while, but they finally have made the offer, right?
Yeah, and that's what it is right now. The confirmed rumor, but it's really gaining momentum because it's being reported by major media outlets like Entertainment Tonight. So there's some legs to this story. But Aaron Taylor Johnson, the actor, has apparently been offered the role. Out there for him to take it. I know that the ongoing statement from the James Bond producers is that they were in no hurry to recast the James Bond role that was played most recently by Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
So played so well. I think he's the best James Bond.
I do,
what do
too.
What do you think?
I do too.
Yeah, it's tough when you grew up with Bond to let go of the ones from when you were younger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Daniel Craig surprised me. He was really good. Trisha's fingers were crossed for one particular Bond.
Oh, Idris Elba. I so badly wanted it to be Idris Elba.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that too. And he was a strong rumor for a long time. A lot of people on the internet were really pushing for him to be cast. I'll tell you what. He doesn't get it this time, and it sounds like they're going a little bit younger. Aaron Taylor Johnson, they're kind of wanting to go more youthful. But I'll tell you what, if I was a movie producer, I would be right now trying to figure out a James Bond-like series for him that has sort of the spy movie vibe to it, and just create his own version of Bond.
Yeah.
He did release a statement saying that while he was very flattered that he was being so highly considered for the role by the public, that he was focusing on his series, Luther. Have you watched it?
No, but I'm very aware of it.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of buzz around it. Did you see it?
I saw part of one episode and I was like, oh, heck yeah, I got to get back into this. I'm going to definitely check it out.
We're talking to Stephen. You can find him, Stephen Presley. You can find him on his Instagram account. It is at ThunderPopTV. Was there also some rumors out there about who the Bond girl or girls might be?
Well, I think that there'll be a lot of, who I'd like to see is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, she's
she'd be good, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Did you hear buzz around Amber Heard being considered as a Bond girl?
I think I was trying to start that buzz. I don't know if anybody else was making a buzz about that, but it did occur to me that she would be perfect for that. I'm going to make a video about it.
She might poop on someone's bed.
Don't you remember? She pooped in the bed, Stephen. Can we get past that?
Probably not.
I don't think we can, Stephen.
I don't know. Hollywood's full of second chances, third chances, it seems
like.
But
this is pooping in the bed.
Pretty unforgivable.
Right. I think that.
I mean, Mel Gibson came back, and Mel Gibson had some stuff for a while.
That yeah.
He had some bad press, and he's able to have an Oscar-nominated movie, I think, after that.
That's true.
She may need to step back for a little bit, maybe do some independent films. But, I mean, if you take the pillow thing out of the equation, I could see her as a Bond villain.
Yeah,
I think I could. I could, but I mean, it's going to be a while before I forget the poop stuff. It just is.
Yeah, so we may move to Sydney Sweeney then as the next. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen, what's going on in the Marvel universe? Anything we need to know about?
Well, we've got Deadpool, of course, the Deadpool sequel, which is now officially titled Deadpool and Wolverine. So it's going to be both of them in the title. That's going to be coming out this summer. Of course, everyone's really excited about that. That is the big tentpole movie for Marvel for 2024. Now the MCU, which is the Disney version of Marvel, are the ones that are usually the really good movies. That's the only release they have this year for the theatrical. Now there's the Sony Marvel movies, which they own the rights to, like a lot of the Spider-Man villains, and they do the movies like Venom, and they just had that other movie that just came out with the Spider-Man spinoff movie. So yeah, those movies, that is a different thing and a much different, not always as good as the MCU movies. Most would agree.
Hey, did you get out and do any of the South by Southwest film stuff?
You know, we went, my son had spring break, so we actually went out of town last week, so I ended up missing. But I did screen a movie, a Michael Keaton movie, that I was invited to screen before it was released in theaters. It actually, really good movie where he plays a hitman.
Oh.
That is out. It's out in limited release. It's called Knox Goes Away. And I was invited to screen that before it was released in theaters. Now it's in theaters in limited release. But Michael Keaton actually directed the film, stars in it. I think he was a producer on it as well, but it was a surprise. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting much because I hadn't really heard much about the film. Al Pacino's also in it. It's a nice little film. A good role for Michael Keaton.
Tell us the name of the movie again.
It's called Knox Goes Away.
Knox Goes Away. Do you remember Mr. Mom?
I was going to go.
Older. Oh gosh,
I was going to go older than that. Do you remember Night Shift?
I do remember Night Shift. Yes. I do.
I'm an idea man. Edible trash. That was his big idea.
That was his big idea.
Yeah.
I love Mr. Mom with, I don't know, 10 and a half, 11, whatever it takes.
Oh, man. You people are partying.
Great.
You people are partying
in a morgue. That's so great. Well, man, thanks for the time, Stephen. We appreciate it. Follow Stephen on Instagram at ThunderPopTV. He creates a lot of great content, a lot of funny stuff, and a lot of inside information when it comes to movies and film, television, all kinds of stuff. Stephen, thank you for your time. Let's do it again next week, okay?
Love it.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Trisha, the 80s are all the rage again.
I know. The children love the 80s.
And there are some great tours that are kicking off in May that you can get out and see. Well, the first stop for this one is in Kyle, Texas. It's called the Abducted by the 80s Tour. Check out who's at it.
And then I saw this bright light. I saw it. It came out of the sky.
Abducted by the 80s.
Starring Wang Chung. Men Without Hats.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave our friends behind.
The Motels.
Oh, The Motels.
I remember that song.
And Naked Eyes.
There's always something there to remind me.
Tickets on sale now.
Always something.
Go to abductedbythe80s.com for more information.
That's all day long.
Come dance to the hits and get abducted by the 80s.
Pretty cool. And they're going to be in Kyle, Texas.
Wow.
They're kicking off their show, their tour in Kyle at the Rail House on May 17th. That is a Friday night. Like they just said, you can go to the abductedbythe80s.com. It's a groovy website, by the way.
I know. I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, they're going from there. That show, by the way, is Wang Chung, The Motels, and Naked Eyes. And then the same crew the next night in Katy. At the Wildcatter Saloon. They're playing House of Blues in Dallas. That's a pretty fun show, though. Even if they just did their hits.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be a very fun show.
I can't believe we're still Wang Chungin'.
Right? How is that still a thing? Right. I mean, all things old or new again.
That's true. Now, there's another tour that's out there. This one's called the Totally Tubular Tour.
Totally Tubular Festival. Featuring Thomas Dolby. Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey. Holy in English.
And it's getting better all the time.
Men Without Hats. The Romantics.
That's what I like about you.
Bow Wow Wow.
I'm okay.
Tommy T-Tone.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And the Plimsolls.
Oh, I'm listening to that today.
For tickets and more information, visit totallytubularfestival.com.
How fun was that? Plimsolls, I haven't thought of that band in forever. They're not coming anywhere near Central Texas. The closest that the Totally Tubular Festival is going to be in Irving or Houston, whichever one's closer. Those are their two Texas stops, and they're in July. God, I hope they're indoors.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, and I also, if they were smart, and I'm sure they are, they would start those shows at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's think about the crowd that's going to the 80s tours.
That'd be fun, though. People will get dressed up.
All 80s style.
Exactly.
Your Aquanet's going to become flying off the shelf this summer.
You're right.
The girls' bangs are going to be sticking straight up. Heck yeah.
Guys are searching for their members only jackets.
Yep. And their parachute pants.
Yeah. I mean, that's
polo
cool.
Cologne.
Lots of it.
Yes.
Lots of polo. Of course, I didn't have polo.
You had the knockoff.
Yeah, I had. Do you remember Chaps by Ralph Lauren?
I do.
I had Chaz.
Did your dad bring it back from somewhere? Is that where they got it? The base commissary.
He got it somewhere overseas.
Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz. Smelled a lot like Chaps by Ralph Lauren, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't, because we're not going to spend that kind of money. No.
Instead of polo, I had solo.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my God.
It was just a man. No horse.
You couldn't afford the horse.
Oh, it's solo. Yeah.
Polo is a rich man's sport. I guess you couldn't afford the polo cologne.
One for me. Anyway, those are a couple of good tours. That'd be fun. It's, again, the first one, Abducted by the 80s, May 17th, is in Kyle. I know, it's pathetic, isn't it? Stick around. We've got more coming up. Hey, it's the Sandy's Show. We're brought to you by Our Bank, with 8 locations throughout Central Texas and online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. I don't know that I've ever been this excited to tell you about a care don't care my whole life. So I'm gonna force care you.
Oh, I have no choice.
Yeah, it's about a group termed by the FBI the Little Rascals.
The FBI?
Oh yeah, have you heard about the Little Rascals?
Well, I've heard of the Little Rascals, but I want to know what the FBI has to say.
Modern day Little Rascals.
Really?
That's their name. That's what they've dubbed them. We'll get to that in just a moment. The first thing I want to know, if you care or don't care about, do you care or don't care to know who Heidi Agon is? Or do you know?
I don't know who that is.
She is trending hugely on Google right now.
Okay, yes. So then I want to know.
She's the Kate Middleton lookalike.
Saw her. She looks exactly like her.
Yeah. I mean, she looks exactly like Kate Middleton, who's all over the news right now because of a breach in her medical records. And the doctored photo,
and nobody's seen her. Meanwhile, people have now seen her out in public 3 times, and the people are like, nope, that wasn't her. The reason this Heidi chick is speaking out is because last week, Kate and William earlier this week were videoed walking out of a little farmer's market near their home. And people are like, nope, not her, body double. And this body double had to go on and go, it was not me. It was her.
All right. We're building up to the thing about the Little Rascals.
Okay.
All right. You're going to crap when you hear.
Really?
Yes,
I mean, is it?
Are.
Okay.
Care or don't care to, oh, know what they, some people say, some of the worst things to wear on a first date.
Yeah, I care. I have my own opinions, but go ahead.
All right, we'll start with number 5. Anything with huge logos on it.
Yes.
I feel like that's out already anyway.
I don't know. I still see a lot of people. I won't buy something that has a huge logo on it.
Nor will I.
I won't.
I don't want to buy anything with a logo on it.
Yeah.
another thing that's really bad on a first date, oversized sunglasses, especially if it's night.
Oh, yes. Right?
Crocs.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what? You got to walk around in your house because you got some plantar fasciitis on your foot in your Crocs.
Yep.
I get that. But don't come pick me up on a date in your Crocs.
Number two, a full-on designer outfit, head to toe. 25% of people say it's turn off.
Yeah, trying too hard.
Here's one. Guys, never wear a full tracksuit. Don't do that. It's not a good look. Girls, don't do it either. I don't think yoga pants are such a great idea for ladies on a first date.
Not a first date, but a casual date, maybe fifth or sixth date.
And then once you're married, every day
Every day I decide what yoga pants sweatshirt combo am I going to dazzle you with today, Sandy?
All right. I'm forced caring you to care about the little rascals.
I care.
All right. The FBI refers to these people as the Little Rascals. They're a group of suspected bank robbers.
Ooh.
FBI Houston field office announced Thursday they've made arrests of the Little Rascals. They're 11 years old, 12 years old, and 16 years old.
Robbing banks.
Yep. Robbing
banks.
Yes. I mean, in the photos that I saw, the guy either has a gun or he's pulling the finger gun.
Finger gun in the pocket, and that means you don't have a gun.
Yeah, they were taken into custody after their parents recognized them on surveillance photos and called the law.
Okay, so the parents of the 11-year-old, where did they think he was?
I don't know. He's robbing
when they're 11,
banks.
You still know where they are at all times. This kid was able to slip away and rob a bank, and his parents didn't know.
Yep, they knocked off a bank on the 14th of March, and they've been on the run ever since.
On the lam.
Yep, they thought these kids were between 14 and 18.
11.
The Little Rascals are in trouble.
I want to know how much money those suckers got. How many banks did they rob?
Two. Two.
Yeah, I want to know how much money they got.
They went
crazy buying Legos.
Pokemon.
Gum.
By the way, that's happened in Houston, Texas. In Texas, a juvenile is legally defined as a person who is at least 10 years old but not yet 17 at the time of their crime. If found guilty of the crime, a minor could face probation or juvenile detention.
I think it depends on if they actually had weapons or not. Yeah. I think that can get you bumped up to adult sentencing.
Little Rascals.
11. What were you doing when you were 11? I was jumping my bike off of plywood.
Yeah.
See how far I could jump.
Dumpster diving.
Playing kickball.
Stuff like that. These kids are out robbing banks. Strong arming them. That's Care Don't Care. Stick around, more coming up on 103.1. Our daily audio file in just a moment. Hope everybody's bracket isn't busted already after day one of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved this year. I won't partake in that illegal gambling.
Didn't you say you didn't get invited to be in a bracket?
No, I did. I did. I just didn't get mine. I didn't get mine in time to participate, which is fine. I've got many more other important scholarly things to do.
Remember when you...
you just missed what I said.
Scholarly things to do. Remember when you were involved in a group, you went to pick your bracket or something like that, and on the way home, you were like, hey, there's cake here. You want me to bring you some? And I was all, hold on. You guys get to eat cake while you're picking your teams? I was like, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that was a raffle type of thing, where they auctioned off teams.
Yeah.
And they had cake.
And number two, always yes to cake. You never have to ask.
How
but I was like,
I?
You guys eat cake at these things. I thought it was all chest bumping, beer drinking.
You don't understand, man.
Grunting.
You don't get us at all.
This is your daily audio file.
Kids these days, man. Here's a teacher talking about the latest thing that they're bringing to school.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch and she's talking to the culinary teacher and she was like, what are you guys making that needs that much nutmeg? And the culinary teacher said, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. Well, the resource officer overheard them and he was like, you remember what students? The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
They're getting high on meg.
How do you do that? Do you snort nutmeg?
I guess so. I don't know. I just know that the fuzz will now be patted down for nutmeg before she leaves the house.
Yep. Cavity check for nutmeg.
Just bend down and cough.
Yeah.
Nutmeg. People will find anything to get themselves.
But does it really, or did somebody just say, you guys, I did this nutmeg and I got so high, and now all the kids just think they're getting high snorting nutmeg?
Maybe so.
Can you get high on nutmeg? As unlikely as it seems, yes.
Snorting it.
I guess it doesn't say how you snort it. I don't want to tell the children's how to do that.
No, don't. New movie out. Are you interested in the remake of Roadhouse?
No.
No?
I didn't really care for the new one. The remake is the one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, here's a cut.
What brings you to Glass Key?
Well, I'm here to work at a bar. Well, the owner's having a little trouble, I guess, and I'm here to clean it up. She told me it was a roadhouse, but she never told me the name.
It's just the Roadhouse.
Oh, so no name. Yeah, kind of. It's the Roadhouse. Welcome to Glass Key.
That is on.
I smell Oscar.
Yeah.
That was some pretty. Was that his tryout? What was that?
Prime Video is where you can catch that. That's our daily audio file. Stick around. We got more coming up. Hey, we'd like to share with you some of the good news that's happening around the world. Lord knows you can just go anywhere to find the bad news. So we like to share with you.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Found this kind of interesting. Most Gen Z hourly workers enjoy their current job. 73% of them say they like or love their current job. They say Gen Z was less likely than older generations to say that money was the most motivating thing, and more likely to say that good relationships with colleagues is important. That'll change.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
They start paying their bills.
Yeah. Your good relationships and with colleagues ain't going to pay your bills.
That's exactly right.
So you need to make some cash.
So I love this story. A couple in Oklahoma had quite a shock recently when a roofing company called them while they were away and said they had accidentally removed their roof from their house. Ouch. After getting the address wrong. Oof. Just came in and took these people's roof off. But they made it right by installing an upgraded new roof, free of charge, of course. And they did such a good job and were so accommodating about the mishap that the couple is now recommending this company to others.
That's good. I mean, they did the right thing.
I know, but I'm just saying, after the roof was completely off, they were all, my bad.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
All right, this is cool. During the Los Angeles Marathon, an eighth grader named Leobardo Dorado. Cool name. Say that out loud. Cool. Leobardo Dorado. He finished the race with the help of a little bit of assistance because he nearly collapsed at the end of it. And the assistant came in the form of Los Angeles Police Department Sergeant Jay Balgemino. Along with Dorado's sister, they helped the team complete the last few hundred feet of the marathon after he had collapsed.
Oh, I love stories like that.
They went out there, put their arms around him, and got him across the finish line. So that's super cool.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
One last one real quick, because it's a great story. There was a dog that spent 600 days at a shelter. Finally got adopted.
Hooray!
His name is Chester.
Chester.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Stay with us, more coming up.